When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right then, Saturday morning, off to Lisgard Athletic, the final game of this pre-season tour. Obviously, Townsill have a couple more friendlies back up north. They're playing Stockport away next weekend, and they're playing Heerenveen, the Dutch side, at the John Smith Stadium 2 weeks from today. News last night was Etienne Kamara is going to Udinese. I think we had already reported that was going to happen. They did jump the gun on that, Udinese. The paperwork, as I'm recording this, still isn't actually officially complete, but I think they wanted to get it announced, which sort of goes against how things usually work. Usually in the UK, the two clubs will agree a time for an announcement and will only do it once it's officially complete, but Udinese have decided to just go ahead and announce it, which is why it's not actually on Town's website and they've not announced it themselves yet, because they're waiting until it's actually official before they announce it, just in case there are any unexpected hiccups. But I think they're not expecting any issues. That move should go through. So third sale this week. I think it's probably, of the three, the one that feels the most significant, both in terms of it's a shame to lose a talented young player, French youth international. But he only had 1 year left on his contract, and by all accounts, and Kevin Nagel has alluded to this in a tweet this morning, wasn't particularly willing to sign a new deal with the club. So it was either cash in now or lose him on a free next summer. And I think we saw Neil Warnock didn't particularly use him last season. He tended to prefer Jack Radoni, Jonathan Hogg, David Kasumu as his midfield three. So I get it. I understand why some fans are getting a bit on edge now that they've had three departures this week. Even if on their own merits, you'd look at each of them and say, well, yeah, that's fine and understandable. I can understand why having three exits and still no new signings might feel a bit off-putting. I would say listen to that Mark Cartwright interview for more on that, where he was saying they didn't necessarily have to make those sales, but he explained, you know, if Neil Warnock's not going to use these players anyway, and they can get them off the wage bill, then it all goes back into the budget they can use to bring new players in. So I don't think it was a case of, or at least from what Mark Cartwright has said, I don't think it's the same as a couple of years ago where it was we need to sell to bring players in. I think they're in a position to do that anyway. It's just proving difficult to find a striker who matches their criteria, because it is a striker that they're going for first. But hopefully those three departures and the fee that they'll have got for Etienne Kamara, hopefully is helpful to Town from a business sense when it comes to bringing players in. We'll see how it goes. There's still 3 weeks before the season begins now, but obviously the sooner they can get those new players in, the more time they get on the training ground with them, and the happier everyone will be. The second half just about to get underway here in Lisgard Town. Are 4-1 up. Goals from Danny Ward, Josh Cromer, Jack Radoni and Jaheim Headley, and a brilliant goal by Lisgard. It's 3-5-2 for Town today. Apologies, I forgot to record something before kickoff, so you're only getting this at half time. As Josh Cromer's going through on goal and forcing a good save. G Medley, I think, particularly impressive, probably the standout from that first half, particularly out of the players that we've seen a bit less of so far this summer. Set one up, set up the Radoni goal, and then obviously scored himself late in that first half. We'll see what the second half brings now.
Right then, the final friendly of the tour. What do you make to the week overall, first of all?
Well, we've had up and down with the weather, but it's been just what we needed, really. We've been able to get out every day. We've had three games. We've got a lot of mileage in, and we've only had one casualty, really, with Hoggy. We had to send him back for a scan. He's got a slight problem on his ligament. Probably be about another 2 or 3 weeks. So it's been really a good, the pitch today was very, very good. All the rain we had, it needed it, really. I came to look at it last week and it wasn't in the best nick. But the rains have really helped. And, we've been looked after at Dutchy College as well. They were trained there every day. So it's been a good... I think it's nice for people down here to see teams like this at times. The Cornish people seem to get neglected a little bit down here. Plymouth Argyle fly the flag for them. All the way down to bottom of Cornwall and Devon, so it's. I've always done it, and I didn't see any reason why not to this year.
Presuming the priorities are sort of the team bonding side and the fitness side as well. How important is that sort of that social side, getting the players together?
It's vital. You've got to do that. I know a lot of teams have gone abroad this year, but I didn't have that much time really. The owners were pestering me to stay, and. It was only a few weeks ago. Are you with me? And I said I would to help them just till they get the feet under the floor, under the door, really. So it's a matter of we're losing players a little bit at the minute, and I don't want the fans to worry too much about that at the at the moment. We've got another two or three next week talking to clubs as well. So it's just a matter of I am looking to bring strikers in, etc. And that's what I'm working at. But that might be. A little bit later on in the window.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark Cartwright the other day, and he was saying it's not a case of needing to get these players out. It's just if they're not in your plans and there's interest in them, you might as well shift them on.
Yeah, I sometimes think you need a change of you need new faces, and yeah. At the moment we haven't seen any new faces. We've only seen departures. But I don't think I'm letting anybody go that I thought could do a big job for us. It's just thinning the squad. And then bring in quality, and if we can, to before the end of the window, to try and supplement what we've already got. We've already got a good group, we showed that last year, and I think we've got a nucleus of a good team. We just need that little bit. I mean, you saw Wardy today. That's the first 45 minutes he's played, and he makes such a difference, doesn't he, to us, really. So it was nice for him to get 45 minutes before we went home,
Keane came on and again impressive, got a hat trick. Is he close to that first team, do you feel like?
Yeah, I mean, Keane's you know what you're going to get with him. He's high on my. I told him the first day back in training that he'll have a big part to play this year, and I don't see any reason why he didn't. It doesn't matter what you say to him, he tries to take it on board and always gives you everything. I like at the end there, last 20 minutes, when Tyree's come on, I asked him to drop a little bit deeper, and because he will, no problems. Just a great attitude he has.
Have there been any sort of pleasant surprises amongst the squad that you brought down this week? Anyone who's maybe done more than you thought might?
Yeah, there's been a couple, but I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, save that for the first day, I suppose.
There's been a couple either way. Yeah. A couple who are probably, might let go, and a couple... that's really pleased me. So it's that's what this week's all about for me. Yes, I had a 14 where I have 12, 14 games, but you don't have a real good look at everybody when it's like that. You're that busy on the next game and trying to get a result, and it's nice to get them away. And it's amazing what you can find out at your barbecue.
It's the first time you've really had a chance to work with Sauber Thomas. I think everyone's hoping you're going to do a similar job with him to what you did with Josh Caroma. Signs looking good on that front, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to find, we've got to get goals. I don't think there's a lot of goals down that side, if I'm honest. So, like today, we played a little bit different today. And that's what you got to look for. You've got to win games, you've got to score goals. But I do think he could get in better positions at times when we're attacking, and that's what pre-season's all about, getting him in the right areas,
I feel like that 3-5-2, the first 11 potentially there looks quite strong already. Sorbert and Jaheim, I think, seem to work well as wing-backs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of teams playing it. Plymouth have played it for many, and they won the league last season, and deservedly so, So it was something that you can. You've got systems are okay, but systems I don't think systems win you games. I think attitude wins you games. You can play any system you want. If your attitude's wrong, you haven't got much chance. So I've been right impressed with the attitude of the lads in pre-season, and I hope they can take it on board, because we have got a difficult start, haven't we, really, when you look at the fixtures, first 4 weeks.
And especially important, I think, Romani seems to have done well, especially important for him with Hoggy out, as you say, for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we only asked him to play first half today, because he's played every minute, really, Reg. So we wanted to save a couple of them. Two centre-halves as well, they played everywhere, so it was nice to give them an hour and off they come. You know, I think they've been, well, faultless, really, haven't they? They're two centre-halves. I think they've enjoyed it as well. Ellie's improved his golf a little bit as well, so we're all happy.
It was a cracking goal from the Liscard player as well in the first half, wasn't it?
I think it was Darren's son, Max. Yeah. He came and had trials for me at Cardiff.
Oh, there you go.
When I was at Cardiff. Good player he is, yeah. And it was, you know, I knew when they didn't close him down what he was going to do. But great, great strike, yeah.
That's the tour done. What's the priorities next couple of weeks before season gets underway?
Well, we've got to obviously step up a little bit now. We've got Accrington Tuesday, then Stockport Saturday. They are asking us to do 4:30 minutes on Saturday. I'm not sure we've got enough players for that, but we'll see what happens next week. You know, two tough games, and just what we need now as we get towards the season.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So there we go, pre-season in the books. We are done. Well, not pre-season, but pre-season tour. Still a couple of games to come, of course. But that's Devon and Cornwall done. Interesting to hear from Bill Warnock there. Obviously a shame about Jonathan Hogg's injury. 2 to 3 weeks, thankfully not too bad. That could have been a lot worse when there's ligament involvement. But obviously it's a shame. He'll be touch and go for the start of the season. Interesting as well. We can expect more outs by the sounds of it over the next week or two. And may have to be a little bit patient on the incomings. But I think everyone would say it's better that they get the right person than rush into an unnecessary signing. We'll see what the next couple of weeks bring. I think ultimately, although we've had some fun here, you know, they won 9-0 on Monday. All right, they were goalless on Wednesday. And then it's 13-1 this afternoon. Was it? Yeah, 13. Obviously, the new season is only 3 weeks away now. And they need to be ready for it. And we can, I think you can look at sort of the positives of this week and the spirit in the camp. And Neil won't have been pleased with what he's learned from it. And players having benefited from the fitness and the team bonding, etc. Or you can look at the sort of, you know, the negatives of, oh, they still haven't signed anyone, there's players going out. But ultimately, in 3 weeks' time, it's all going to be a summer distraction, isn't it? It's going to be the thing that we talked about in the summer. I think obviously the big test is going to be Plymouth in 3 weeks' time. And as I say, I'm talking as though pre-season done, it isn't. We've still got more friendlies to come. But yeah, I don't think we're going to, as with any summer, we'll find out how productive this has been once that new season gets underway. Thanks for joining me throughout the week. As you can hear, I'm on my way home now. I'm thinking I might stick the podcast together when I stop for tea on the way home. If not, then I'll stick it out Sunday morning. Yeah, I don't know why I'm telling you this, because you'll know by now when I've put it out. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed tuning into these special episodes. And who knows, maybe some of the longer away trips next season, we can do something similar. I think it would have to be quite a noteworthy game or quite a long trip or something along those lines to make it worthwhile. But we'll see how we go. And thank you as well. I asked for feedback on this from the podcast I put out on Monday, and lots of you did get in touch to say how much you'd enjoyed it. So I really, really appreciate everyone who's tweeted and emailed to say you're enjoying these little specials, and especially to David Hardshick, who, let's be honest, the podcast is less than half as good without Dave on it. So we'll do one, I think, with Dave once we've had a bit more movement in the transfer market. I think in my head, we'll see. We'll wait for that, at least the first new signing, before Dave and I sit down and record a proper podcast. We'll perhaps do one either after that signing or probably just before the Plymouth game to sort of preview the season and talk about our hopes and expectations for this campaign ahead. Still a bit of time to fill before we're there. I'm sure there'll be plenty to fill the newspaper with over the next few weeks. But until I speak to you next, goodbye from me to be a terrier.